All right, he probably won't play in this game. All right, let's not go through everyone else. That was Sean Payton on Wednesday, per Will Peterson at Denver Sports. It undid the plan we reported last week, starters into the third quarter of the finale, and with it the longest Bo Nix outing of the summer. Nix did not play Friday. Denver won 34-6 over Minnesota anyway, on a night Payton framed as a roster audition. Hey, make us spin the chair, per Arik Dalala on the team's website, and the quarterbacks who took it made the most of it. Jarrett Stidham led scoring drives on both of his possessions, a field goal and his own one-yard touchdown run, per Chad Jensen at Mile High Huddle. Sam Ehlinger went 15 of 20 for 233 yards and 3 touchdowns, and per Mike Kliss at 9 News, citing a source, that outing helped cement his spot. Denver kept 3 quarterbacks on the 53, Ehlinger behind Nix and Stidham. Last week's episode built its calendar on that canceled outing. We told you the longest Nix appearance of the summer was coming 16 days before the opener. It never happened, and the honest read is that Payton pulled it because the question it was meant to answer already had been. Nix came out of Green Bay healthy, 6 of 9 for 76 yards and a touchdown on the rebuilt ankle. He sat precisely because the ankle question was answered. What that leaves untested is the other half. We have still seen no reporting on designed quarterback runs, the part of Nix's game the ankle most directly funds, and that question now rides into the regular season completely unexamined. His 15 snaps against Green Bay are the entire preseason body of work. For anyone new to this feed, the June read on Nix was 2 stable 17-game seasons arguing for him, 2 unknowns arguing caution, the surgically repaired ankle, and Davis Webb's first year calling plays. The ankle unknown got its 15 good snaps. The Webb unknown got nothing all summer and gets its first real data on a Monday night in Kansas City, September 14th. One weapon note for that night. Marvin Mims Jr. left the finale with a foot injury Payton called a bruise. With Mims, he's going to be fine, he said afterward, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. We'll be back when Kansas City gives us something to grade. Data via NFL Verse.